This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. We have been getting a lot of emails from all around the country from men who are just struggling and dealing with different things. And I couldn't have a better guest than my friend, my Wednesday night Bible study brother from our home church, River of Life. I asked my man, Jose Navarez, to come on in, and we're going to talk about God's man. And basically, Jose, what happens when your prayers aren't answered? Because a lot of men will call or talk to me and say stuff like, hey, Vance, I prayed, but 5 minutes after I prayed, God didn't do anything. So first and foremost, Jose, welcome to the Father Matters Show, my man.
Thank you very much for having me here today. It's a privilege. It's an enjoyment of me because I love radio. I always wished I could be a DJ live on air. But the Lord has given me a different type of ministry.
Yes, he has.
On the streets, you know, mobile.
Yes.
And for whoever and however to share the word of God.
My man, I appreciate that. We're going to get deep into that. But I'm going to start off right off the top, Jose, because, you know, you and I do our Bible study together with the men's ministry at the church. What can we do? What can we be doing while we are waiting to hear from God?
Well, while we're waiting from God, you have to be patient, because God has given every human being a measure of faith, and you have to put that faith into action. And you can't complain while you're waiting for God to answer you, because I know there is such thing as instant answers, instant healing, you know, and instant miracles, you know, but sometimes God will cause you to wait to see how you're going to act before he blesses you. And that's the part of having faith that you have to grow in, the waiting part, serving him with gladness, you know, always still, even if he's not answering your prayers right away, still go to church, still read your Bible, still praise him, because he's good. I mean, he never changes, and he's always the same, and he's going to love you no matter what, even if you don't think he loves you. He loves you more than you'll ever know.
Absolutely, Jose. And you know, we hear this sometimes, man. Brothers be like, man, you know, I've been waiting on God. Bring my wife, man. I'm just going to go on to the club this weekend. I mean, the way they just shift, you know what I mean? They don't hold on.
Well, what's happening is on the brothers, I'm waiting for a wife. They need to sincerely pray for one. And they can be specific, but you have to give God a wide expansion of specificness, because when I prayed for my wife, I gave God that wide expanse of specificness. I told him, Lord, it don't matter if she's black, white, Chinese, Mexican, Indian, whatever, as long as she loves you, Lord. And then I have to, after I prayed, get myself ready for a wife, see? And if you're getting yourself ready, he's going to bring you one. If you're not getting ready, he's going to be like, you ain't ready for a wife. Where's your job? Where's your car? Where's your house? How are you going to support this woman? How are you going to take care of her?
You're still $50,000, $60,000 in debt.
Yeah.
You know, we got to clean all that out. And you opened up, and I want you to share as much as you want to, or as not as much as you want to, because, brother, your testimony has been powerful. You've been some places, Jose.
Oh, yeah.
And people know that the Father Matters Show, when I bring them on the show, we talk about the real stuff, brother. So can you kind of let people know, because some people think they're at the end of their rope. And, brother, you've been at the end of the rope.
I've been at the end of the rope.
And if you can just speak into some of the hearts of some of these brother and sisters as well, but
yes,
mainly these men that's just giving up and walking away from family and children. Share a little bit about, man, when you were in the darkness.
Well, when I was in the darkness, I didn't realize that I was that blind, because I was in the spotlight. I was the neighborhood ghetto DJ, fabulous and loved by people that I didn't realize were bringing me down. you know. Here's another joint. Here's another shot of tequila. The keg parties. Yeah, we were having fun, but having it fun the wrong way, see? And I caught myself slipping one day, and I was bad, and I mean bad, toe up from the floor up, and didn't even realize how bad I was. I had a wicked spiritual experience one time when I laid down. I felt this like hand grab me and try to take me while I was lying down, and it scared the living daylights out of me. And I snatched back my hand and I said, no. And the first thing I could ever think of was Jesus. I don't know why I said Jesus' name, but I did, you know, because as a child, I always believed in the virgin birth of Christ. And it was that little miniature mustard seed that was planted inside of me that just kept me from being diminished off the planet. And I winded up catching myself in jail and over at Estrella Tent City, over there with Sheriff Joe, in a heat wave in the summer and a blazing 28 degree in the winter. And a buddy of mine that I knew from my neighborhood just simply said, want to come to church inside jail. I'm like, church? You know, it's been a long time since I've been to church, you know, all the parties and things and addicted to drugs and alcohol that I was doing. But I have to give a message to you out there. There is hope. You know, God can turn it all the way around and make you look in the rear view, and you even could tell your own self, amen, I'm still alive to this very day. 10 years later, praising Jesus. And as soon as I walked in the church, God knew that I loved music. So there I am listening to a scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And me remembering that as a child opened up the eyes of my heart, and they were singing the song, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I wanted to write the lyrics of the song down so bad I couldn't, because the Holy Ghost had me choked up with his presence so thick that I could just grab it and hold on to it and never let it go. And I knew that God loved me. I just knew it, but I couldn't see it because I wasn't utilizing my faith. And when I started utilizing my faith, everything started changing, the way I talk, the way I act, the way I treat people, me getting hungry for the Bible. I mean, every single week I would go to church at least 2 or 3 times a week inside the jail. And I was even facing 5 years. And next thing you know, it went down to 3 years. And next thing you know, I got sentenced for 1 year. Even still then, God's grace was greater than the sentence, and I got out in 7 months. And while I was reading the Bible and learning about God and having fellowship with other believers incarcerated, I felt more free than living out here in the world. And it was a feeling that you have to experience. You can't even almost explain it sometimes. You just got to trust God and lean on his understanding, and then just get it. You know, like when the light bulb moment turns on, and my life has not been the same. Mm-hmm. And I've been steadfast for 10 years now. I've joined the ministry. I've been on the praise team for 4 years now. And 10 years totally free from marijuana, from cocaine, from the sniffing that powder, the crack pipe, tequila, the keg parties, even having a potty mouth. I am free from all that junk. It no longer resides in me.
And see, and what I appreciate that, we still need to also realize, even when we're walking in Christ, walking in the Spirit, things are still going to come at us.
Even though it still tries to come at you, because it could get 7 times worse, what the Bible says.
Right. When you clean out one,
you clean up, and all of a sudden you think you're all cool, and yeah, I got Jesus on my side, yeah. And all of a sudden you want to slip and go to a keg party or to a strip joint or something.
Nightclub, because you're impatient, waiting on your wife.
Yeah, you know, you need to believe by faith. But when you pray for something, that God is going to answer you. Mm-hmm. because when I prayed, I believed by faith, and a surety came. The word of God came through just like prayer. And I got a phone call. My friend said, hey, you know, you're looking for a wife, right? And I said, yeah, I prayed for one. He goes, well, my wife has a friend that's looking for a husband. And I'm like, oh, for real? Okay. You know, because twice I had was looking on my own, trying to find a woman by myself.
And how did that go both times?
And both times failed, mm-hmm. see? Mm-hmm. But then when God knew I was ready, already 5 whole years in the ministry, then I was ready for a wife, see? He gave me the phone number, and she called, and everything, we were talking, and everything was just going dandy, you know? I was liking her personality, she was liking my personality, and her first date was at church. I invited her to church. She already had been going. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. She'd been in the ministry a year longer than me, and he was preparing her for me and me for her.
See, that's why when we think we're all lonely and there's no one out there for me, that person that's for you is in the night school, working a second job, or bettering themselves, exercising in the word, you know what I mean? And it's like we're keep going to these dark places. And it's not even just about a relationship. It's the same with our finances. It's the same with our friends. Always going backwards. Always hanging out with the same old people doing the same old thing.
Sometimes you have to come to grips with yourself and tell yourself, is that friend really my friend, or is he trying to get me down? Mm-hmm. You know, is he murmuring too much? Does he have a potty mouth? You know, I'm not trying to judge no one.
Right.
But we could see. Right. You know, God gave us eyes to see, you know, and ears to hear. And, you know, the eyes and the ears are a window of our soul. Do we want someone with a potty mouth cussing all the time around us?
Right.
We don't want to wind up cussing like them.
Right.
You know?
And then because you end up walking like them, you end up talking like them, you know. It's easy to go back.
Right. It is. But it's a choice. You have to choose to continue there in the faith or slip. It's a choice.
See.
God gives us a choice. Even far as back as the Garden of Eden, he gave Adam and Eve a choice.
A choice. And what I'm going to do, because I want to talk about your DJ ministry that you got after the commercial break. So you're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Jose Navarez. We'll hear more from Jose after this.
Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families.
Hey men, Father Matters is introducing a new kind of support group that focuses on the challenges of fatherhood. Thursday nights, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is our time to discuss any issues or concerns we have about parenting children of all ages. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. Each session will focus on a specific aspect of parenting, and the groups are structured in a way that lets everyone share. For more information about this father support group, visit fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org.
And we're back with Jose Navarez. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Jose, we was talking a little bit about what happens when your prayers aren't answered. What should we be doing? Staying focused. But also, like you said, you was in the DJ world. I was in the DJ world back in the day, hip hop and all that. But now you twisted it and you got a Christian DJ mobile business going on, man. Touch on that a little bit because you also bring a track with you. I want to hear that.
Right.
Tell us about your DJing.
Well, first of all, I was Jam Master Productions DJ mobile service for like 28 years. And I knew that I had to change because I listened to the Word of God, and it just changed me. It brought me to peace with God and totally changed my life all the way around. And I decided, I made a choice. I said, you know what? I have to change. I changed my lifestyle of living. Now I have to change my lifestyle of work.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, he gave me an idea of calling my DJ business Jumping for Jesus Christian Mobile.
Okay.
And I started listening to this word, and it said to me that the fruit of repentance is changed behavior. So, okay.
Say that one more time. Run that back.
The fruit of repentance is changed behavior.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
I can't not go to church and come out of the church and still act the same,
right,
like keg parties.
Right.
You know, all the things that I used to do from the past. So I have to have a changed behavior. So I asked God for forgiveness about the music I used to play.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of repentance, not doing the same thing again. So I started this DJ business and just playing gospel music, praise and worship. And I met one of my old buddies from back in the days, and he was going to introduce me to Jesus, but he didn't even know I was already saved.
Right.
So right away when he came into my studio and we started talking, he noticed that I had been changed. And he said, do I still do music? Do I rap? Do I do all this? And he goes, yeah. I said, yeah. So next thing you know, he said, check out this beat. And we started rapping instantly. And before we could even finish the rap, I said, stop, let's push record and record this.
Right, right.
And we recorded our first single, and we just been praising Jesus since
that
day.
Now, look, you brung a track with you from one of your artists. We got about 2 minutes to play her track because at the end I want people to know how to talk, how to reach out to you and get in touch with you. Who we're about to listen to? We might not listen to the whole thing, but who
right.
we're about to hear?
This is our little sister Alexis from the choir, one of the choir members.
From what church?
At the River of Life
That's
Church.
That's right. Okay. Hey, Jeremy, let's run that. Track 9.
Forever and ever, forever and ever and ever. My Lord, Shorty got my back, yeah, he got me like that, like that, like that.
And this is one of the artists. What's her name again?
Alexis.
Alexis. And she's one of the artists who comes to your studio.
Yes.
Because you also have a studio where people, Christian artists, can come and record.
Yes, I do. I don't even charge a lot. I just basically do it for the love of music. And I wish I could have more singers and more rappers and make like a soundtrack, a gospel soundtrack, like rap, praise, worship, all in one.
Well, if someone wanted to get in touch with you to come to your studio and talk more about the ministry that you have booked you to do some parties and Christian weddings, how would they get in touch with you?
They would have to call me personally. My phone number is 602-472-4705. And I'm also on Facebook under Jose Navarez. That's JoseNevarez.
So if they wanted to book you to DJ some of the Christian events,
teen youth rallies, even for me to even share at an event, you know.
But if someone wanted to, the artist wanted to, needed some studio time, like you said, you do charge, but you don't charge a lot.
Right.
You do have expenses, so
yes.
We don't want your phone blowing up. I heard you on Father Matter Show, and I want to come record. The next thing you know, you're in there 15, 20 hours, and you know, so you do charge.
Right. I'm also a maintenance technician, and the majority of my time is working maintenance and doing painting,
right.
And I have selected days that I record,
yeah,
because I do have a wife, and I've been happily married for 5 years. God did answer my prayer.
Right on, man. And look, I'm going to bring the show all the way back around, Jose. Again, man, what can we be doing while we're waiting to hear from God?
Continuing there in the faith, walking by faith and not losing sight, even if it ain't going as smooth as you wanted to, even if you can't smell the roses, even if you ain't got a white picket fence on the front of your lawn, still keep on reading your word, mm-hmm. praying, going to church. Forsake not the assembly of God. That's written in the Holy Bible, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. You forsake the assembly of God, having fellowship when you don't go to church. When you should be in church, you know, you're a believer in Christ, you have to show your fruit that you're a believer by fellowshipping, praising, reading your Bible, loving people, just caring for people. I read this billboard that said that everywhere there is a human being is an opportunity to show kindness to someone. And I take that literally. I was at work and I was meeting up with someone, and I was taking notes, and I was listening to everything that they had to tell me, and I was writing it down, and that person said, "You know what? You are so nice." And I said, "That's the Jesus that lives inside of me."
Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, Jose, I want to thank you for coming, man, and it's just we talk because there is hope out there, and again, that's the music. And one more time, how can people get in touch with you? By your phone number and your Facebook page.
602-472-4705. My name is Jose Navarez, and I'm also listed on Facebook as Jose Navarez.
And one thing that people need to realize, worship is so major and so important, and it comes from the Bible. That's why you're doing your DJing.
Yes.
And you know, touch on that real quick about the importance of worship and music.
It comes natural. In the Bible, it says sing, sing, sing three times in a row in one of the Psalms. And then you can't even count how many times God mentions singing or praise and worship in the Bible. And he takes it literally. That's a very important thing, to praise God and to praise him with your whole heart.
Yes. And together, man, let's invite everybody out there to our home church.
River of Life AZ, 43rd Street and Broadway. If you do not have a home church, welcome home.
That's
right. Come check us out.
Come check us out. Me and Jose always hanging out there. Jose, thank you for joining me today, bro. I appreciate you. Okay. And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.
Peace.